Folks, please settle down for the next talk. We have Emmanuel Rocha, who will be talking about enabling architectural features in Debian, PAC, and BTI on ARM64. Over to you.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Folks, please settle down.
Tafit, you're always standing up, man. Okay, so I would like to begin by telling you who I am. Lots of people in this room know me already, but for those who don't, my nickname is Emma on IRC and pretty much everywhere. I've been a Debian developer for a long time now, about 20 years, and since 2023, so a couple of years, I joined ARM as a Debian developer. And when I did, when I got the job, a friend asked a great question, and he said, why did they hire you, actually? Because Debian works already on ARM64, so that I don't see any point for you to be working there. Which I found, you know, is a very interesting question, given that, you know, Debian works on my laptop, probably works on your laptop as well, and it's not that we're closing the distro's dev room, we're saying, okay, work is done. Distro's development is a bit of an ongoing process, and it involves a lot of different moving parts, which is kind of the topic of this presentation. And also, my friend, when he asked the question, he got a, you know, unrequest, a very long explanation about what a Linux distro is, according to me. And you're getting the distilled version of that. So you could see a Linux distro just as a bunch of packages put together, maybe source or binary, depending on the type of distro. But there is more to that, of course. These packages are nice and all, but you need to install them on a system, otherwise, you know, they're not much use.